This is my fantasy. Ugh.
I would love to have the secretary that answers the phone when people call DC-101 to direct all complaints to me. You know? And then what I'll do is I'll have all the complainers on one special day come down to the station. I'll say, yes, sir. Oh, this is Mr. O'Brien. I'm in charge of the complaint department. We'd like to get everybody together to talk about how we could make DC-101 better. Would you mind stopping by the station and get them all out in the front lobby? On one day, when I get off the air, about 10 o'clock in the morning, I'll have them all sitting out there in the front lobby. All the complainers. I'll look at them all. The fat ones and the skinny ones, the tall ones, the men, the women. I'll look at them there. Those lousy 10 people out of millions of people. Those lousy stinking 10. And they'll think that they're going to get me in trouble. They'll be sitting there thinking, oh, they really want to care. They really care about what we think. And I'll go bursting through the door with my Uzi in my hand and saying, you maggots have complained for the last time. And I'll stand there. The secretary, of course, will be shocked. She wouldn't have known that I was planning to do anything like this. Everybody else will come running out saying, Grace, what are you doing? I'll say, shut up, I ain't done yet. And when they're all slumped there on the floor, I'll turn around. The office devil will say, Grace, are you out of your mind? I'll say, get back! Everybody, get back! And I'll run to the elevator and boom! Out of the building, into the Greasemobile. At first, everybody will be in shock. I mean, they'll be looking around and everybody stiffed out in the lobby there. They'll say, my God, the grease has really gone over the deep end this time. And they'll call the police and the ambulance and the meat wagon, but by then I'll already be at the airport. I'll go running through the door. Running through the door with my Uzi at the ready holding a grenade. Somebody will shout, look out, he's got a grenade! Shut up! And I'll run on board the nearest aircraft. And I'll stand there with that grenade in my hand. I'll say, all right, this plane takes off now, or everybody goes up with me! Of course, the FBI will be on the scene immediately. And blow out the tires of the plane. Blah, 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 blah! I'll get on the radio and say, look! Look, you guys better get new tires on this plane! I'm blowing this thing sky high! I don't care if I live or I die! I'm gone! But sooner or later, the FBI will probably talk me into letting a negotiator on board. The pilot will be saying, please, I got a wife, I got kids. I'll say, hey, I don't care if you got a goldfish and a French poodle. Shut up! They'll be holding that grenade. Get back, get back! The FBI will probably send some gray-haired, fatherly-type guy on board to say, all right, Grease, or can I call you Nino? I'll say, what do you want? He'll say, you're in trouble. You know you're in a lot of trouble. You've killed 10 people in the lobby of DC-101. You had a very promising career. You had everything going for you, but you couldn't stand a little criticism. Oh, no. Everybody has to love you. You know, there were people that didn't like Beethoven. There were people that didn't like Mozart. There were people that didn't like Michelangelo. But no, Nino Griswinelli can't stand criticism, so he kills people. He'll say the very thing that's made you creative is the thing that's your problem. You're sick. You're a sick boy. Now, admittedly, you've had an exemplary record. You used to be a policeman, for crying out loud. And here you've killed 10 people. 10 people you didn't even know! I'll tell you what I'll do, Nino. You give me the grenade. You give me the Uzi. I'll walk out of here with you. I'll see to it that you get help. Now, I'm not going to say I'm going to turn you loose, because I'm not. But I think with your record, as a human being, as a disc jockey, as a policeman, I'm sure we can get a temporary insanity. That doesn't mean you go free. It means you'll be institutionalized, but it also means you'll get help. And maybe one day, you will be ready to go back to society. You will be ready to deal with criticisms and the occasional complaint. Now, come on, Nino. Give me the grenade. And I'll stand there, confusion spreading across my face. I'll be looking at him, looking at the pilot, looking at the SWAT team crouched outside the plane. Finally, I'll just break down and cry. And I'll hug that FBI man. Ah, sorry. I'm so sorry. He'll take the Uzi and the grenade from him. And as we're walking down the steps of the plane, I'll look at him and say, don't you think we ought to put the pin back in that grenade?